I'm so grateful that you are listening to this audio and that in some way you've decided to trust me on starting to take you on a journey to feel calm and think clearly more of the time. So the first thing I'm going to say is not an instruction, but maybe some guidance as to how to listen to this audio. Although you're listening for learning, it's a different kind of learning, so you don't have to take any notes. And that is the joy of this, because I know you're busy and you've got a lot on your plate. So isn't it wonderful that all you have to do is listen? And you can listen to this like you would listen to music. You can be doing other things at the same time. You can just be letting it wash over you. And you can listen as many times as you like, as many times as you find helpful. So I'm going to expand on those simple facts about being human, which I have found to be transformational on my journey to feel calm and think more clearly. So the first fact is that you are actually perfect exactly the way you are, as is everyone else in the world, even those people who annoy us. The thing is that we've somehow developed a misunderstanding about what it means to be human. And that misunderstanding is that we're supposed to be perfect. And by perfect, I mean in terms of how the external world might judge that perfection, that we have to look perfect, be perfectly motivated, be amazing in our businesses or jobs, be the perfect parent, whatever it is. And of course, if that is our premise of existence, if that's how we think we're supposed to be, in every aspect of our lives where we're not that way, there is more thinking, and with more thinking comes more overwhelm. And that overwhelm comes from us trying to control every aspect of our behaviour, making sure that we're doing it all right, whatever that means, which of course is also made up. Even the concept of right is made up. So the first thing to know is that being human means you're supposed to make mistakes. You're not supposed to get it right all the time. And you're supposed to go up and down all the time. So that leads beautifully into the next fact, which is that you're always doing your best. I don't care what you did today or yesterday. I don't care how many mistakes you think you've made. I don't care that you shouted at somebody and then regretted it, or whatever else you might have done, or that you've made an error in your job or your business or some other aspect of your life. What I mean by you are always doing your best is that how you think and how you feel in the moment dictates how you behave. And you can't actually do anything other than what makes sense to you in the moment. You are doing the best you can with the thinking that looks real to you, and it's helpful to know that everybody else is too. That can take a whole lot of thinking off your mind. So just knowing that about yourself may help you to start feeling less guilty and more compassionate towards yourself, and just being easier on yourself. In the moment when you do something, you do it because it makes sense. Now your thinking might change and something else might make sense a few moments later, but that doesn't change the fact that in the moment when you did something, that was what made sense to you. And the third thing is that you are not in control of the vast majority of your life. Lots of things are not in our control. Other people, circumstances, the weather, so many things are not up to us. And the thing is, if we don't realise this, it can be exhausting, because we end up spending a lot of time trying to control the outside world. You in the moment are the only thing that you have any say over. What you do next in terms of how you see the world right now is what you can do. So much of the rest of it is not up to us. And letting go of that control can be easier when we realise that it's not actually the outside world creating our experience anyway. It's thought in the moment. So hopefully there's a little bit more ease around that idea now. I hope you found this audio helpful. As I say, you can listen to this audio as many times as you like. You don't have to do anything, but listening can really help. And each time you listen to it, you may hear something new or something different. I find that a lot with listening to this type of content. I'll listen to something, I'll listen to it again, I'll hear something completely different, and I'll have a different insight. And that can happen to you too. If you've had a little aha moment, or even a big aha moment while listening to this, and you started to notice that you feel a little more calm, then you really might find some benefit in Connect to Calm, which is my new program. There'll be a button somewhere near this audio for you to click and to find out more about it. There is some advantage, a major advantage really, to listening to this content. It can be life-changing and transformational. It certainly has been for me and lots of people I know. So do click on the button, have a little look at the information about Connect to Calm, and otherwise just keep listening to this audio and keep looking in this direction.